And the original cars that we saw, some of them were square, rectangular. Some were, they started, I guess, I think figuring that the round ones were a little more efficient and easy to load. And there was one design came back, I think it was in the summer of 72 or something like that. And at that time there was funding, we were getting the gray cars. There was Saskatchewan people had the Heritage Fund. You see the yellow ones. I think the blue ones were coming from Alberta, and the Board of Grain Commission had, I think, red ones or orange ones. There was all different aspects of funding from the government that started funding, you know, the switchover from these cars. And one of the designs we were having problems with, and I guess some engineers came along and thought they had it. They tested it, and the plate, there was a little kind of a on each side of the plate. So whether you loaded from your side of the track or my side, depending on where you were working, where the hopper or the opening grate was in the floor, so that you could
For the
drop the
dumping.
grain. Yeah, you would. It had kind of a wheel on it. It was kind of a round hub, and it had four holes in it. And you took a bar and you'd put it in, and you would pry down to open it. And I guess when they designed these hatches, I would call it an elbow, because essentially it looked like a folded arm. And as you opened it up, this arm would move back and open the hatch enough that the grain would come out, and you'd open a little bit so you could control, you know, a little bit and a little bit and a little bit, because there was a lot of weight on that
Yeah,
plate.
it would be.
Well, when the engineers designed this one model, they didn't realize that they had made the elbows too long, so that when you tried to pull it back, the little, what I would call it, essentially looked like an elbow, was too long, and it buckled. And they must have tested it without any grain in the car, because it worked fine with no weight. When I got on there, it buckled. And these guys were coming down, and engineers were, you know, coming there and looking at us workers. And some of the fellows were uneducated, or you know, maybe grade 4, grade 8 education that I'm working with. And we're telling them, you know, telling these engineers that what the problem is, that it works fine till you get weight on there. And we told them exactly that these things would buckle. And I said, you've made them too long, shorten them. Well, they just laughed at us, and we thought, well, who the heck are you guys, you uneducated workers, laborers, telling us engineers how to design something? And you know, I can remember that was an unusual experience. We all had a good laugh over that, thinking that they didn't test it with the
No.
weight of grain on it. It was soon corrected and became easier. And after that, it eliminated a lot of the use of
Yeah.
box cars.